This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. Yes, we are live. It's a Sunday evening, and we are here doing a radio show where you can call in about anything that's on your mind. So if that sounds good to you, then remember this number. It's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
It's not just any Sunday evening. It's the, I guess, Black Sunday. I'm not sure what the Sunday after Thanksgiving's called.
Bitcoin Sunday.
Bitcoin Sunday.
And by the way, it's Stephanie here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right. So 855-450-3733 is our number if you want to call and bring up anything that's on your mind. That is why we call it Free Talk Live, because it's a show where you can call and share your thoughts with us, really about anything. You can also call on Skype at lrn.fm. But I think first we're going to start out by picking up a conversation that we started off at the very end of the show last week. Now, if you listen to Free Talk Live every Sunday night, then you would know that last Sunday we actually discussed an article that was from the Huffington Post. It went viral. It was a very popular article. And it was written by a woman who was representing herself as a poor person, as living in poverty.
And the problem with that is poor is relative, right?
Sure, yeah, but, you know, she was describing struggling to not being able to cook because she didn't have the skills and she didn't really have the kitchen for it or all the equipment and, you know, not having access to prenatal care, not even being able to really use the free clinics because she was afraid of some kind of copay or the transportation to go and, for instance, go to a...
Get
access to obstetrical care or something like that.
Yeah, or what she considered to be the shaming fact of her walking into these places, which maybe with this article that we're going to read into, that may explain more of her concern about looking, you know, looking respectable in society.
Yeah, so we read this article and we discussed it and we talked about poverty. And I have to say, you know, I really felt empathy for this woman in the article that we were reading. You know, I was like, look, I feel like I can really understand where she's coming from on a lot of these points. And I think that article, you know, spoke to people. But apparently what's come out this week was rather shocking to me, that she really is not who she represented herself to be. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah. And, you know, it's important to note that with all these internet stories that come out so fast, I mean, even on the Huffington Post, which is a relatively serious, you know, newspaper. I mean, it's a big name, you know, in news these days, that, you know, there's no time. This stuff comes out so quickly. There's no time for fact checking. You know, and that is an issue with, you know, with the internet. I don't feel bad when some, you know, I mean, I think a lot of other news organizations, say like blogs or whoever, they feel bad when they do a report on a story like this, and then they find out that it's bunkus, you know, and
I feel bad. Like I felt like we had to start out with this article because our listeners heard us talk about this last week. And if we don't do a follow up and say, look, this maybe isn't the whole story, we're not giving something we need to give to our listeners.
Well, okay, so I love that you feel that way, Stephanie. However, Free Talk Live isn't new journalism. I mean, the only stories we break are Ian's civil disobedience stories and that kind of thing. And we're giving, you know, personal firsthand stories there. So essentially what we do is we talk about issues on Free Talk Live. We talk about, you know, what is there a person out there that thinks that it's, you know, that whatever the reason this woman gave for particular instances, for why they make decisions being poor, is accurate. Yeah, there are people that think that. So essentially we're rebutting the people that think those things, whether or not this woman is in fact, you know, poor. There's no way for us to know. I mean, essentially we're just people in a radio studio. We don't have this, you know, huge team of fact checkers or anything like that.
Sure, and we've probably read a lot of articles over the years that turned out to be sort of not completely the truth or not the whole truth.
Isn't that what journalism is?
Yeah, absolutely. And I like, you're right, Mark, I like that we did make it sort of about the issue of poverty and sort of talking about the bigger ideas that were in that article instead of reporting it as some kind of hard news or something like that. And that's why I really like Free Talk Live. However, I do, you know, maybe it's important to share this kind of perspective. And there's also an idea, It's kind of meta. Okay, so it wasn't just this story, but last week, we didn't get to talk about it on the air, but I also brought in for show prep another story that was going around and going viral about a waitress, and she's a lesbian, and she works at a restaurant, and she claimed that a couple came into the restaurant with their family, with their kids, and they didn't leave her a tip. They made a remark about her looking like a man, like her name was Dana. Yeah,
she looks darn lesbian-y, if one picks the stereotype.
I haven't seen a picture of her, but...
short hair, you know, not...
Just the whole business.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. So this family comes in, and she claimed that they said, oh, I thought you were going to say your name was Dan, like as if she was a guy. And then they didn't leave her a tip. Instead, they wrote a note that said, I cannot leave a tip because I don't agree with your lifestyle. And that went around, and people were feeling bad for her. They sent her tips through PayPal, and she said she was, donating them to the Wounded Warriors Project because she was a veteran. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that the family, who was alleged to have not left this tip, came forward and said, no, we did leave a tip. Here's a copy. Here's our copy of the receipt. And here's our credit card statement that shows a charge at the same time for this amount of money. And it was more than she claimed had been left without the tip.
It wasn't like the guy right-handed.
The woman who said that she paid the bill was left-handed. And the note that said, I don't agree with your lifestyle, looked like it had been written by a right-handed person. So it's pretty damning evidence. And she said, look, you know, we went into the restaurant and we were told, oh, your server Dan will be right with you. And then when Dana came over and sat them down, she said, oh, I thought you were Dan. And so it was all a big misunderstanding, or that at least that part was. But maybe the note was possibly fabricated. And she, you know, she didn't really have Dana didn't really have a good explanation for what exactly happened there. But, you know, these two stories happened at the same time. You found out this waitress, actually, she did get a tip, and this woman who claims to be poor, well, maybe she's not really poor. She went to boarding school. Her parents bought her a house, apparently. So you find out this stuff, and, you know, I just feel so disappointed. And that's the big idea that I kind of wanted to talk about. Like, these stories that pull at people's heartstrings, and these people get donations, you know, and they get all this support, and people say, yeah, like, I'm here to support you. Like, I'm for gay rights. I'm for, like, helping people who are struggling financially. And then you come to find out that it's not real. And then the people kind of chime in who say, oh, see, all these people claiming
them
to be poor.
Them damn lesbians! Poor people!
So what I want to ask the audience, I guess, is, what do you think? When you hear stories like this and they're kind of proven untrue later, you know, does that bother you as much as it bothers me? 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live. But
you know, I get to sit here as the conservative sort of guy. I mean, I don't consider myself that way, but it's, in this crowd, I'm much more likely to be that than anything else. It's not the way I look at my life, but you know, I understand how people might look at me that way. And you know, I'm always skeptical of these things from the very beginning. I guess what I want to know is both of these kind of smack of the sort of liberal side. Ah, the liberals got a cuff upside the head. Good for them. Whereas, you know, I guess it seems like it only happens during an election season when the conservatives are getting their cuffs upside the head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's too bad because there are gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgendered people out there who do experience discrimination.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And there are poor people who are struggling financially, absolutely.
And, you know, with the server tip thing, I guess... So I don't think it's cool, right? Like, I would not, if my server was a good server and dressed like, you know, a typical lesbian or whatever, I wouldn't give him any trouble over it. I mean, you know, I mean, I might say things in my head to myself or whatever, but, you know, whatever. It's everybody's lifestyle. So I would definitely not affect their tip, but if somebody wants to... That's their money, and you know, if serving doesn't work for you, then I guess there's other lines of work. I just don't know. I mean, it's sad.
What do you think? 855-450-3733. You got an opinion on these stories or anything else that's on your mind? This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming up.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. You're on Free Talk Live. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Also, join us on our website, which is freetalklive.com. There you can see archives of the show right up at the top of the page on the header. You can download the last week's worth of the show for free, and you can actually download a lot more than that at archives.freetalklive.com. We've got free MP3 archives of Free Talk Live going all the way back to 2006, plus the very first two seasons of the show from 2002 and 2003, Free Talk Live has been on the air more than a decade, are available on BitTorrent, and the links to the torrent files are there. So archives.freetalklive.com to get all the Free Talk Live you could ever probably listen to.
So I was just changing out a light bulb today, and sure enough, I got myself an LED light bulb. I think there's a lot of people like me out there that are ready to get rid of these fluorescent bulbs. I just have no use for these things. I hate that I've got to go to a special place in the dump and pay special money. I have to actually go to a different place. I have to drive to a different location to throw away light bulbs. I don't know how it is for everybody around around America, but...
Oh, CFLs are terrible.
It costs money. It's just awful, these things. LED light bulbs, they're the wave of the future. They last significantly longer, and I hope you don't have to go to some special dump to throw them away. And that's why I think that forcefieldenergy.com is a great investment. I believe that the stock price is going to continue to move upward, as does WallStreetCheatSheet.com, which says LED lighting has tremendous potential for growth, and that forcefieldenergy.com is determined to be a major player. SeekingAlpha.com says that Force Field Energy is in the right industry at the right time, and their potential is immense. So you could check out Force Field Energy. Their ticker symbol is FNRG. Do the investigations yourself. You've got to, of course, do your research, because all investments have risk, and you're responsible for your money and making wise decisions. But I think once you've done the research, you're going to come to the same conclusion I have, that FNRG is a buy. It's going to perform better than these many of these market matching mutual funds, that kind of thing. Forcefieldenergy.com.
All right. Well, we do have a phone call on the line. Let's talk with Will, listening in Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Will, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, Stephanie, Mark, and Brian. I have two quick questions, and I'll listen to your thoughts on the air. My first question is this. Is there a proliferation of concierge medicine in New Hampshire as a rebuttal to the fiasco known as Obamacare? And my second question is about a recent article at LouRockwell.com, and this is from a well-known columnist who is well-versed in Austrian economics and in particular money theory. Anyway, the article I'm referring to is written by the longtime LRC writer Gary North, and it was titled, Is Bitcoin a Ponzi Scheme? And I have to admit that North gave a pretty well-reasoned argument that is contrary to what I've heard from other respected economists, and in particular the folks at Free Talk Live, LRN podcasters, and many Free Staters. Anyway, I appreciate your thoughts, and I'll listen to this on the Internet, and thank you in advance.
Well, hold on, Will. We can have a conversation about this if you want. You can feel free to hang on the line. So your first question about concierge medicine in New Hampshire, no, yeah. There is not a proliferation of concierge medicine in New Hampshire yet. I wish there was, actually, because that would probably help us get better access to health care. But no, there isn't. And actually, you know, as someone who's self-employed and has to pay for my own health insurance, you know, it really doesn't make, and also as someone who's relatively young and healthy, it doesn't really make sense for me to even have health insurance. So I wish there were more doctors that were either concierge practices where you kind of pay like a subscription fee, and then I think you pay also when you see the doctor, but also just doctors who accept cash payments, or even doctors who accept Bitcoin. That would be great, but no, we don't really have a lot of those. Do you guys have anything to add to that? Or?
I don't. I basically, I'm in the category of wish,
yeah.
Too. I wish we had more.
Yeah, and then the second point about Gary North's article on LouRockwell.com, I mean, I'm just going to say it. Gary North wrote, you know, something like a book called like The Bible and Economic Theory or something like that.
Yeah, I know he has some strange some ideas that I don't necessarily subscribe to. But, you know, he does.
I think it's a generational thing, too, because I want to say he's getting up there in age, you know. He's got to be at least in his...
Aren't these ad hominem attacks of a no-no?
No, I'm just trying to give some context to maybe what he might think. I mean, I remember like a couple years ago when I first started getting interested in Bitcoin, this would have been like late 2011, I told my grandmother, who is very old and kind of close-minded, set in her ways, I told my grandmother about Bitcoins, and the first thing she said was,
wow, they're probably illegal.
So, not to impugn an entire generation, but like people have been saying since the beginning, oh, Bitcoin is a Ponzi scheme. And well, the same people are like, buy gold. It's going to go up to $10,000 an ounce any day now. Well, and that hasn't happened.
Yeah,
and
so let's look at that, because that's what the statement I want to look at. A Ponzi scheme specifically is a scheme where, you know, people who get on the early end are, you know, they're told, hey, you're going to make 20%. The Bernie Madoff thing, essentially.
And then they recruit people underneath them, right? And then those people recruit people underneath them.
Right.
And then the people at the top get enriched.
And Bitcoin isn't that. Bitcoin is an asset. It is a virtual asset, a virtual currency, a virtual commodity. It's something you can buy that is assigned to you, and no one can. They can't steal it. They can't counterfeit it. They can't do anything to it. It's frankly one of the most secure things in the world. And so if you're going to accuse me of being a scammer because I think Bitcoins are a good idea and I promote them to my friends, I'm careful about what I say on the air. I don't say what I think about Bitcoins on the air because I don't want people coming back and pointing at me when they go down a couple hundred bucks. You lied to us! I don't do that because I'm of the opinion Bitcoins are going to the moon. I think Bitcoins are going to $10,000. If you can get a Bitcoin for under $10,000, you should buy it today because I think that they could go to $100,000 or $1 million. But I don't say that stuff on the air because it sounds completely irresponsible.
Well, you just said it.
I just kept saying over and over, this is what I think.
Well, I understand. Yeah, I understand that. Scary.
But if somebody says that they think you should don't buy Bitcoins, they're a Ponzi scheme, you should buy gold, they have done the exact same thing as they're accusing you of doing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's important to note, Ron Paul in Mother Earth News in 1981 said gold would be, that would have been prophetic, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. But gold would be worth $5,000 inside of 2 years.
So how did that go for them?
And that didn't happen at all. But that's the point, is that, like, you know, one could make the claim, like Mark said, that people are saying about Bitcoin to buy in. I could make the same claim that the Mises Institute or whoever involved there was saying that it was doing the same thing for gold.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see, like, why somebody might, from the outside, if they don't really understand it, they might see, like, celebrities and people in the media promoting Bitcoin. And it's true that the more people find value in Bitcoin, the more people are excited about Bitcoin and want to use Bitcoins, then the value is going to go up because more people find value in it and there's only so many Bitcoins.
Well,
but
this is the truth.
It's not
for
a Ponzi scheme. You're not selling anything. You're not asking people to buy Bitcoins so
you
can get richer.
I'm not going to impugn one over the other. I think they're both valuable. I think you should have both of these things.
Yeah.
Gold is a hedge against catastrophes. It's kept its value for thousands of years. Bitcoin, because I believe it's going to go upward.
Indeed. Well, thanks for calling in tonight. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. We're coming out.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to gcnminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
Bible supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us tonight at 855-450-3733 if you have something on your mind that you want to share with us. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you're thinking about and you want to talk about on the radio, as long as it's radio friendly, of course. And if you want to connect with us on social media, please check out facebook.freetalklive.com or twitter.freetalklive.com. You're going to see updates about what we're talking about on the show in case you can't tune in live. And maybe some trolling, a little bit of discussion and debate. but if that's your thing, then connect with us there. You can also find our email list, which is for more major news. Like, for instance, I think Daryl just brought on a new affiliate.
That's right.
This week for Free Talk Live.
Boston Metro.
Yeah. So if you want to see updates like that, then go to news.freetalklive.com and join our email list.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands that you want at the best prices on whatever you need. Tents or apparel or hiking equipment, boating equipment, fish finders, flashlights, optics, long guns, handguns, binoculars, ammunition, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. They've got it at the best prices. Go check for yourself. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, we're going to go to Skype right now where Jared is on the line. Hi, Jared. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie, Brian, Mark. I had a question about Litecoin really quick, then I wanted to talk about Bitcoin for a little bit. From my understanding, Litecoin is like the little sister to Bitcoin, the algorithm allows for 84 million coins instead of 21. And it's been described to me as if Bitcoin is a savings account, Litecoin is more of a checking account. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I think the truth remains to be seen, actually, about what's going to happen. this is a huge discussion, Jared. I think you opened up like a can of worms here, because I personally have a lot of thoughts on this. But yeah, Litecoin is, for people who aren't aware, familiar, Bitcoin is a virtual currency, math-based currency, and so is Litecoin. They have some differences, including the algorithm by which they are, quote, mined, or the transactions are processed on the Bitcoin and Litecoin networks, and the amount of coins, as you mentioned. But yeah,
Bitcoin, because of the mining, the math that goes behind the mining, is very elitist. Essentially, you have to have special equipment to mine Bitcoins. Litecoin,
ASICs, right?
ASICs. These, but an ASIC can be it. Every computer that I shouldn't be doing this, Brian should.
That's
every
right.
Every computer that mines, an ASIC is not necessarily a mining computer, but a mining computer is certainly an ASIC.
Right.
That an ASIC is just a dedicated kind of computer.
Right. As to where Litecoin could be mined with, you know, just a decent graphics card.
Can only be mined with a CPU, right?
It used to be that way for Bitcoin.
GPU.
It used to be that way for Bitcoin, too.
But I don't.
And it may be that way for Litecoin in the future, that you may need specialized mining equipment. It's kind of going in that direction anyway.
That may come to be. I don't see Litecoin as being implemented like a checking account. So I don't know if that's a fair comparison. To compare it as gold and silver, that's a fair comparison.
Yeah, I've heard it's Litecoin is the silver to Bitcoin's gold, right? And the symbol is like this grayish silver color for Litecoin and a yellow.
I think that one statement has driven Litecoin's value up to this point.
It's a brilliant marketing.
It's a great statement that Litecoin is silver to Bitcoin's gold.
But
Bitcoin's accepted in all kinds of businesses. Maybe at this point, including GYFT and eGifter and several of these other services that allow you to buy things at major retailers and that sort of thing. Tens of thousands of stores accept Bitcoin. Nobody accepts Litecoins.
A
few people do, actually.
Yeah,
There are some, but it's dwarfed in comparison
to
Bitcoin.
I mean, thousandth.
But it might be coming, and that's the thing. There are all this infrastructure. You know, you have
web wallets. Bitcoin was at $30, lots of places were taking it.
Okay.
See what you started, Jared?
Sure.
Yeah, that's interesting about gift.com, because I looked at it and I realized you could live your whole life just between Amazon gift cards, and they had CVS gift cards, which if you go into a CVS, you can get gas station gift cards, grocery store gift cards. You could live pretty much entirely off the grid. So anyone out there on a rocky marriage, please take note. Bitcoin's best way to hide money from the app. Or soon to be X.
I would concur with that, Jared.
I had a general question, though.
Let's finish hashing out Litecoin.
Let's finish hashing, huh? So I do a show called Let's Talk Bitcoin. It's a podcast twice a week about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. And I also was an early Litecoin investor.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get in on Bitcoin quite as early as I got in on Litecoin. But now what I see, at the time, I thought of Litecoin as where Bitcoin was a couple years ago. And I think a lot of people are finding out about Bitcoin for the first time, and they're saying, oh, crap, I missed the boat.
Which is nonsense.
What can I get that's less expensive? Ooh, Litecoin. That's the second most popular cryptocurrency, so I'm going to get some Litecoins. And I think right now what we're seeing with the Litecoin price, which has gone up, you know, from $2 to $50 in the past couple weeks, is really that. It's people saying, well, you know, psychologically there's a barrier because they think, ooh, one Bitcoin, $1,000, that's too expensive. I better get something cheaper.
I'll get a hundredth of a Bitcoin for, you know.
Right, and they don't want to get 0.1 or 0.01 Bitcoins because that doesn't seem like a lot of money. They want to get one Litecoin or two Litecoins so they get
a decimal place on the continuum.
The psychological effect is really big. And
psychological is all that Litecoin is. I mean, it has no reality behind it.
No, there are things you can do with Litecoin, though. Like, so, for instance, personally, you know, I'm going to get haters.
I sold
for this.
All my Litecoin this week, by the way. I just want everybody to know.
Good for you.
Just
I still have
it.
Some of mine. We'll see who's right. But you know.
I have a question, though, about Litecoin. Maybe it's something you guys.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Jared.
Sorry if I'm interrupting you guys here.
You and your stinking telephone call.
Hey, sorry about that. How do you get Litecoin? If that's something that maybe you guys could post up on the Facebook page or something, because it's not easy. There's no blockchain or, you know, cashing in coins doesn't sell them. Yeah, I was just thinking about getting a couple just to hold on to them, not to, you know, dive into it. But I think the truth is somewhere in the middle between what Stephanie's saying and what you're saying, Mark.
No, I don't know where the truth is.
Yeah, we don't know. That's the thing. We can't predict the future. I mean, each of us are kind of placing our behavior on what we maybe think is going to happen, but we're not giving advice or anything. But
it's exciting right now, but it's very volatile in the sense of what's going on in China, because that's where all this action is right now in China. People are buying it up. But what a lot of people don't realize about the Chinese economy is it's very volatile, much more so than the U.S. economy, number one. But number two, Chinese subjects, the citizens, whatever they're called, they don't have many options to store wealth.
Right. Absolutely true.
It's only in property. And obviously, as you've seen, as you've covered on the show, they have cities in China that no one lives into. So people are desperate for another place to put their wealth in.
And there's that's a culture of saving, which we don't have here.
Right, but I don't know what that means in the short term. I think in the long term, Bitcoin will go up, so it's going to be fine. But in the short term, I mean, China's really indirectly controlled the Bitcoin price here, because you have so many people who now have the option of to put money into something other than property in a city that they've never been to and that they're never going to step foot on anyway.
Well, the other thing with China is that it has a very popular shadow economy that the government literally allows to exist, as to where in the United States and other countries, it's not allowed. I mean, like, that's what all these congressional hearings about Bitcoin are, you know, it's like, okay, how can we regulate this? As to where in China, the shadow economies are very hands-off as far as the government goes.
Right. Here in the United States, if the average person hears that's illegal, they're not going to do anything with it. They're going to stay the heck away from it.
Right.
But if the average person in China says, oh, that's illegal, they're like, why are you bothering to tell me this?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't stop at stop signs either.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
all these people talking about polishing their guns, you're telling me they're afraid of math?
So, Jared, as far as how to get Litecoins, there are a couple of different ways. Probably the easiest way to get Litecoins is to exchange Bitcoins for Litecoins. And you can do that on a lot of different exchanges. BTC-E is one of the most famous
ones.
We'll
put one up on the Facebook page now.
You can deposit Bitcoin and change it into Litecoin. There's also LitecoinLocal.org, which is kind of similar to local Bitcoins, but with Litecoin. So maybe someone will sell you for cash in your area. And hang on the line if you got more, Jared. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition, 855-450-3733. More coming up.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Here's a strange thought. The government shut down, and your colon could be a parallel. If your colon shuts down like the government, you could be in trouble. Your organs feed off the nutrients that move through your colon. If your colon has corruption, problems, you could get very ill. People with bathroom struggles love Life Change Tea. If you drink Life Change Tea, you'll avoid a colon shutdown. You will have more energy and feel great. You might even lose some weight. There's one key element to all of this working. You have to take the product. Just do it. So here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com, and there's a lot more product than just tea. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Again, avoid a shutdown. Let's get the tea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. And if you want to find all the ways you can listen to Free Talk Live, simply go to listen.freetalklive.com, where you'll find a list of our radio affiliates, our online streams, even the listen lines where you can call a phone number and listen to Free Talk Live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's all there for you at listen.freetalklive.com. And you can call us tonight at 855-450-3733. That's our phone number here on Free Talk Live. Not going to give out the Skype right now because our Skype is actually loaded up. So you'll have to call on the phone for now, 855-450-3733, if you have something to share with us.
So we've been talking about the cryptocurrencies going on here. I want to tell people, if you want to get into Bitcoins, you're going to need a wallet. The place to get that wallet, blockchain.info.
Absolutely.
If you're a business person, you want to accept Bitcoins in your business. There's probably more than one way to do it, but I have experience in one way, and a friend of mine signed up with them, and it was very easy. BitPay.com. They make it easy for you to get Bitcoins. So, and if you want to buy them, CashIntoCoins.com is a great place to do that. So, I'm just trying to give people some advice on how to get into cryptocurrency so that they have some clue as to what we're talking about here.
Coinbase is another option for accepting them for merchants and also for buying and selling.
Okay.
Yep. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Jared again. Jared, you had called in about a question about Litecoins in the last segment, and you had no idea the fire you touched off. Mark was so passionate about this that he's talking through the break about Litecoins, and I joined in on it too, because I got a lot of thoughts on the subject as well. I just want to point out something real quick before we move on, and that is that, you know, there's a lot of altcoins, so-called, because the Bitcoin code is open source, so anybody can kind of change it and make a Mark coin or Brian coin, and actually there's a company.
Those are priceless.
There is a company out there that will build your own altcoin for you, for your company or for yourself, aggrandizement or whatever.
Nice.
So it's easy to do that.
Somebody will name a star after you, too.
So as a result, there are hundreds of...
And pay the fines with it.
What's that?
Ian can make a Keen coin and pay that to Judge Burke next time he gets fined.
I don't know if he'd accept that, but... but yeah, so there are hundreds of these altcoin chains out there, and at the end of the day, Litecoin was basically the second. You know, it's
right.
It actually wasn't the second. Like there was XO Coin and IX Coin and all these other ones, but Liquid Coin, Solid Coin, and they didn't make it. But Litecoin has the second biggest market share compared to Bitcoin, and it has haters right now. Like there are hardcore Bitcoin people who are saying the same thing about Litecoin that the gold bugs are saying about Bitcoin. They don't realize they're making the exact same arguments. And so, to me, Litecoin has made it because it has haters. Nobody's hating on PP Coin, Feather Coin, Terra Coin, China Coin.
I sold my PP Coins too.
People don't realize that, like, there's room for both. I mean, I have gold and silver and platinum, too. There's room for all those. I remember I was watching Jeff Berwick. He was on Stuart Varney a couple of weeks ago, and Stuart Varney was there talking about Bitcoin, and he's very hesitant about it, and he said, well, the problem is that you're paying real money into getting Bitcoin. Well, you're doing the same thing for gold and silver, too, so you are correct. People are making the same argument, but the thing I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around with Bitcoin is I do believe it's going to skyrocket. It's going to, you know, undercut credit card companies. It's going to be a divorce lawyer's dream. It's going to open up a lot of doors. No, really, it will. It's funny, but it's true. I mean, you could live off of the grid. I mean, the government would find you, but they have to look for you. But you're not going to just come up on the radar if you're living off of gift cards. But I just can't see Bitcoin people, you know, I mean, I have some, but you guys have more, that we're suddenly going to be millionaires, that we're going to be the next, not Bill Gates, but all of a sudden, like, we won life's lottery here. Like, we got on to the miracle thing. Like, I just can't fathom that all of a sudden a bunch of computer geeks are going to be living high off of the hog. Like,
well,
I've
seen people buying $1 million apartments and houses with their Bitcoin earnings. So
yeah, we know some people.
I can tell you it's happened for folks.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'll say this: I don't think that a lot of these newly minted millionaires, and there's plenty of them. I don't think that, you know, when you get to that level of, you know, of monetary prowess and ability. I worry two things happen. One is that it can bring out the real you all of a sudden, okay, that hasn't been out there for the past 30 years or so of your life. And the second thing is I'm going to use a phrase, I don't think they can hold their liquor, meaning that they just don't know what to do with this newfound ability. And, you know, money is power in this world right now, and for better or for worse. And I don't think they know what to do with that. And I think that you're going to find out that you're actually, your idea that they won't just be new millionaires, they won't be new millionaires for long. Okay,
that's what happens to lottery winners, and there's not much difference.
Exactly. So that's something to keep in mind, that Bitcoin will just end up going into other hands very quickly.
Yeah, it's just exciting. It's just, it's something I just can't fathom, because, you know, we've never seen anything like this in our life. It reminds me of those Dutch tulip bulbs or whatever. Remember?
Yeah.
A long time ago, they went up to like $1 million and then they were worthless. I don't think that's going to happen with Bitcoin. But
no.
That's a constant comparison.
Yeah, it is a constant comparison. The tulip mania is what you're referring to, if people want to look it up. Brian, if you want to share tulip mania on the Facebook page people can look at it there. So tulips do what they say they're going to do, in that they grow tulips, but people were speculating on how much people were going to pay for tulips. Bitcoin's an entirely different thing in that it's a currency. And if people are going to use it worldwide for money transfers or for the buying of illegal drugs or for gambling,
divorce proceedings,
I mean, every time you add something that Bitcoin's good at, and it's good at several things, it drives exponentially the price of Bitcoin upward by multiples. And
it's funny that you mention that, because I never realized that until I made my first purchase on gift.com. That's when it opened up, like, this whole world. Like, when I said you can live off of the grid if you wanted to. Like, I never really, like, realized how powerful a Bitcoin can actually be until I saw that. That's incredible.
Right. Jared, thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. And we're going to go to, actually, another Skype call, if I can take it. One second. All right. Well, bear with me for a second. You guys have any thoughts about Bitcoin?
So, Brian, Eric Voorhees, he's a big voice in the Bitcoin marketplace, recently
yes.
came out with a, I don't know if it was an article or a blog post or some kind of post somewhere.
Sure.
I found it very motivating on altcoins. What he essentially said was that all the altcoins are derived from the Bitcoin code. That's
right.
A true statement.
Yes.
And that, therefore, essentially everything that those altcoins can do, Bitcoin can do if we find out that those altcoins are, if that's a better way of running a cryptocurrency, then Bitcoin can be modified in that way.
Right. I disagree with that statement because there are things by nature. In fact, there's new coins coming out, and it's not necessarily a coin, but there's proto-shares. Which is,
well, that's not at all. That's an entirely different thing. He wasn't referring to that.
Okay, right. But I think he would have. I think he would have lumped that in with cryptocurrencies because protoshares in and of themselves are a cryptocurrency, but they also have a basis in what I like to call crypto equity. Okay. So my point being is that a lot of these things like Litecoin, anything Litecoin can do, Bitcoin can kind of get implemented into it. But there is a limit to how much you can change in the code before retrograde effects. Could come into play
okay.
that would affect, things that have happened in the past and the future, just how business is done. There's only so far you can go. There's only so far that you can change things before it becomes, before it can become a problem and before it can be a culture shock or an economic shock to what's already going on. So I don't, and people could disagree with me on that, but I disagree on the point that also, just because Bitcoin's already there and it's all encompassing or whatever, that smacks so anti-competition and anti-market.
I find that surprising too.
It really does because Eric Voorhees is a libertarian.
I don't think that's anti-market. Look, if I've got two people vying for the same job, and one of them and they both appear the same on paper, except one has a great deal more experience than the other. I'm probably just going to pick the one with a great deal more experience. The fact that I don't hire both of them doesn't make me anti-competition. It just means that I've got room in my life for one.
Right, but then no one would say that about gold and silver. They'd say, yeah, have both. Okay, but then I don't see
that. Well, some people do. Some people say silver's worthless, just go with gold.
Well,
and that's exactly what the Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, in that regard. But you see, all that argument just really sounds very close-minded, and it sounds like, I'll tell you, it sounds like vested interest is what it sounds like to me. Okay, no, don't buy silver, just buy gold. Who would tell you that? Someone that's selling gold.
Indeed.
You know what I mean?
As hard to argue that point.
Yeah, maybe the silver seller would tell you the same thing, but the point is that you as dealing in the market, you as an individual dealing in markets, you want to diversify. Everybody knows that. Okay, so these people who are telling you don't diversify are people who are probably have incredibly vested interests. Otherwise, there's no reason not to get into Litecoin as well as Bitcoin. It's risk and risk and risk, but try it. That's the nature of getting somewhere. If you're not risking, you're just maintaining, and maintaining is not growth.
And do your research, and if you believe in something, put your money where your mouth is, and we'll see what happens.
Age,
this is Free Talk Live.
...is created that upends the foundations of society, the wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoin.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.